start to mess it up. When I started doing the teens at the old building, I tried to determine how I wanted to do things so I could do things the way I wanted to. I could still go to certain services that I wanted to that wasn't in Kenton, and I had to run around. I was stuck in a cycle until I got out of it and said, you know what, God, obviously I'm trying to do this on my own. Let me do this by your design. And now I'm sitting here with a youth ministry that we haven't had class in about a month, but we'll be there Thursday. You probably won't be here Thursday, but, you know. No, it's funny. I was actually thinking about this, and I was going to use people as an example for this, but I didn't really want to. But I'm going to talk about two kids. Since they're in the front row and I get a pick on them, you look at Caleb and Ashton, they are two entirely different people, right? Entirely different. I've seen both of them grow up from little kids who tried to challenge me and talk back and all that stuff, which was fun. I mean, you know, I enjoyed it at times, and at times I wanted to wring their necks, but they're not my kids, and I have to respect their parents, so I did my best. All right. Sorry, Ashton, you're in trouble. But the reason why I bring this up and the reason why I want to talk about it is when you talk about being a new creation and you talk about growing from the encounter to continuous growth, what better way to look at an example than looking at kids? I mean, Ashton came from a kid who had an argument with me in children's church in the old building and called himself a demon, to now being a young man who's going to get up here on his knees and he's going to step over here and give a word, and he's going to do things when God hits him. If that doesn't show you and exemplify what a new creation is supposed to look like, I don't know what to show you. Or you have Caleb. Now, Caleb's always been a kid that's grew up in a Christian home, so, I mean, he didn't ever really have to worry about it knowing anything else. But he had his moments. He went from a kid who had to have everything a particular way, had to do everything a particular way, and liked to take freedoms at times when he thought nobody else could be in charge of him, to a kid who now, if I ask him something that he doesn't like to do, he may give me a look, but he's going to be willing to do it. Caleb has a servant's heart. At times, he doesn't like to serve, which we all have those moments, but at the end of the day, he's going to serve. And he's going to do it knowing that at the end of the day, God's going to bless him, no matter what it is. If you want an example on what a new creation looks like, watch your child grow in faith as you teach them. Or your grandchild, or whoever it may be. Look at a child's life that you've known for a period of time, that's been in church, that's grown up, Or look at some of your lives. Just look back. Now, don't stay looking back. Don't get stuck on things. But if you want to see what God can do with a life of somebody that holds on to Christ in the worst of moments, look back at your life. If you're in a hard time, if you're in a struggle, if you're in a situation, look back on who you used to be. Look at where you're at now. If God can do all that, what's to stop him from helping you now? So that's just the challenge that I wanted to put on today, because we just had an encounter. For anybody that was here over the last weekend, we just had an encounter. We had a great service Thursday, Friday, and Sunday. And for whoever was here at the leadership conference, God came mightily. He added on to what we've built. We've had an encounter. That encounter made you a new creation from who you were before that encounter. Amen. So as you're a new creation, that means old things have to die off. Now, I know all of you guys are faith-filled people who are already on that path and charging after, but God's having me say this because he's saying there's still some things that you like to hold on to. Whether how small, maybe it's something big that nobody's ever really known and you just kind of kept it behind the scenes. It was like that, my wallet that I pulled out of the front pocket that you guys didn't even realize was there. Maybe it's something like that. Whatever it is, God's saying, if you really want the fullness of who I'm trying to make you to be, you have to let go. Amen. So, I'm going to pray, and we're going to be released. But if somebody wants prayer for that, if there's something that you're holding on to that you know you need to let go, and you're struggling with it, and you want to pray, you want prayer for it, I'll be up here. You go ahead and bring that over here. But I just want you guys to go out here knowing that that encounter doesn't mean that we get a coast. That encounter means that, like I said in one of my messages before, that ceiling that you were at before you had that encounter is now the floor and the base level of where you're starting. Take everything that's already added into your life, everything that you've already learned, on top of what God did for you that weekend. Stand on it. Don't put it over you. Stand on it. Add to the foundation and keep building and keep growing. So I'm going to... Okay. This is for... Okay, all right, got it. All right, so I'm gonna pray, and then I got an announcement before, but after this announcement I make after I pray, if anybody wants prayer, I'll be up here. So first we have Amy Dyer. She's traveling home today. She wants prayer for safe travels, and then we have the Tucker family that we're gonna pray for. I have this strong feeling. Where's that microphone at? Does anybody feel it on their heart to pray for the Tucker family? Anybody at all? Okay. Yeah, right here. You don't have to go down. Just stay right there.
Father God, we come before you with thanks and praise. God, we thank you for the Tucker family. God, we thank you for the life of their mother, their grandmother. God, we thank you that she has passed from this life to the next and walked into your arms. God, we pray for peace over this family. We ask that you give them your peace that passes all understanding. Father, we ask that you strengthen them for the journey ahead. Encourage them, Father. Remind them daily that their mother, their grandmother, is with you and she is at perfect peace. Now, Father, we give you all glory and honor for it now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Father, we thank you that each and every single one of them family members know that you're with them to strengthen them, to keep them up, Lord God, that in the moments where they think about their grandmother and mother, Lord God, and when it just kind of hits them, Father, that they know that you're there, you're keeping them, Father God, and you're helping them to grow and to hold on to the good memories of who she was. And Father, I thank you and I praise you for Amy Dyer, Die Murphy, on her safe travels home, Lord God. I pray that you keep her safe, Lord, that she's able to make it home, make it back, and make it into the house of God. And Father, I just thank you for the service, Lord God. I praise you that the words that were spoken were yours and not mine, Father God, and that they are usable, Father, and that they are words that will stick to them, Father God. And I just thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. So, anybody that wants to help serve for the funeral dinner, you can be at the church at 11 on Wednesday, right here. And they need some men to set up and a few people to help serve. So if anyone's able to make a dessert, please have them at the church by Wednesday at 11 as well. That's all we have for today. Be blessed. Have a great week. And we'll see you guys here on Thursday. If you do need prayer, I'm going to be here.